You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something I can tell my grandchildren. Well, the call to adventure is the most important part, because last week we discussed the ordinary world. How are you getting taken out of that? How are you getting put into a world of excitement and danger? How are you getting put into a world that's going to test your anxiety but also exhilarate your soul? The call to adventure is one of the most important parts of this whole process of the hero's journey. According to libguides.gvsu from, what school is it? Grand Valley State University. You can go ahead and find the links in the show notes of this episode today. The call to adventure is the second part of a hero's journey. Let's go ahead and look at Harry Potter, for example. This is the example they used. Harry receives letter after letter to attend Hogwarts. When they are ignored, he receives hundreds of acceptance letters. These letters are delivered with persistence in various magical and unthinkable ways. Sometimes the call to adventure comes in many strange ways. Let me go ahead and talk to you about something that it took a while, but when I saw it, I really didn't know what happened. I've wanted to try jiu-jitsu for a while. I've been craving, like, you know, something genuinely fun, a fun adventure, because a lot of the adventures I had been on were misadventures. I remember watching Cobra Kai during the pandemic and thinking, you know, I want to do something active. I want to get back into martial arts. I need to go out and pursue it. So I wanted to pursue it. The problem is, though, is that this is in the middle of 2020 and no jiu-jitsu or karate studio or kickboxing studio is open. Even most gyms weren't open. I saw that as a closed door. I saw that as something I couldn't do. And even when things started to open up again, I was wondering whether or not I had the time to do it, whether I had the confidence to do it. I kept seeing little things that motivated me, though. More friends I knew were getting involved in it. Schools were opening back up. And I told myself, you know, the next time I have the time and financial ability to do it, I'm going to go ahead and just jump on it. And I wanted to do jiu-jitsu for a while, but honestly, I would have signed up for, you know, taekwondo again if that was the case. I did that as a kid. I wanted to do something. And even though, you know, jiu-jitsu is one of those things where it's like, I really want to do it, I'm thinking, how often do you find a jiu-jitsu studio? Well, I shit you not, 5 months after everything starts opening back up, I moved to Wisconsin, and I'm driving down the street with my fiance, and what do we see? I see a jiu-jitsu studio 5 minutes from my house. Of all the martial arts, of all the combat sports, it was the one I really wanted, and it was right next door, and it was incredibly affordable. I remember walking through the doors the first class. They give you a first week. They don't try and push you too much. And I walked over to the coach. We had a quick conversation. He's like, why are you here? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm new to the area. I've gone through some stuff. I'd like to lose weight, but I also just like to feel a sense of empowerment again. And he looked at me. He's like, listen, man, I can't promise we'll change your life like a lot of people do. I can't promise like all your problems are going to be solved, but we could do two things for you. One, there are lots of good people here, so we could definitely introduce you to them. But two, we do jiu-jitsu, and you'll be good at jiu-jitsu. And understand, like, only 2% of people who start jiu-jitsu even get their blue belt. It's a journey. And it was that word, because I've been thinking of the term journey so long. I'm like, why did he use that word so much? And that's a term a lot of people use. They don't call it just training jiu-jitsu, you know, do your jiu-jitsu side hobby or whatever. They call it a jiu-jitsu journey. And I think that is what really caught me. And since I've been doing it, it's just been so much fun. It's been so empowering. It's really put me into a lot of positions where I've had to work under pressure and slay my own dragons while having to deal with people who were, in many cases, much better than me. But oftentimes we look for signs. I think signs happen for people more often than we think. I think we just choose to ignore them. And that call to action can come in many ways, whether through a person or whether through answered prayers, whatever it is. If you're looking for adventure, it might be there. You might just not know whether it's for you or not. But understand, the call to adventure comes not often when we want it, but when it needs to show up. And sometimes when we follow the signs for the adventure that we do want, for the adventure that we crave and are searching for, sometimes it will show up in the most strange circumstances. And when it's there, the only thing you can do is answer it. This was a shorter episode because the call to adventure is sometimes that simple. What makes it complicated is whether or not you're going to leave the ordinary world and answer the call to adventure. Go ahead and sign up on remso.substack.com for more information. Putting out additional stuff about the series Build You Better, Build a Better You that's more empowered in every way you need to achieve that next great moment in your life. Good night. Oh.